So, as you guys continue on your journey, you finally reach the town of Glimmerwood. It's a larger town on the border of Tanao and Crabgarb, and bustling with many traders and peculiar individuals looking to trek through the long journeys of the forest to the Fortress of the Kings of Stone, the massive city half in and half out of the mountains, where the dwarven lords will peddle their goods and treat with the nobles of the land. As you approach the town, the smell of tulips and fresh-baked bread waft over you. As you arrive, the town is abuzz. The market square is full, and stalls, booths, stages, and banners are being set up in the town square. What's very peculiar to you is that dragon banners are being hung from the walls of the keep at the top of the hill, and on every pole and marker and side of wall in town, and I will show you what those look like. Yeah. So those are the dragon banners. And as you approach the city, it is a bustle with people. Like, it's odd. You were not expecting it's a busy town, but you were not expecting it to be this crowded and packed. Especially because the last time you were here, Piron, because you had to travel through this town to get to Tanao from your home. And so you knew that on your way here, while it was busy, there was not nearly this many people.
When we get to the city, I say, I have to put my shoes on again, right?
Oui.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. Actually. I actually don't think that, like, outside of, like, really big cities, that it would be a problem. And honestly, it's not even weird for people to walk without shoes. It's just a safety hazard in bigger cities where, like, there are things on the ground that don't normally, you know, aren't in the forests naturally. So, like, you don't want to step on things like nails or glass.
Okay, very important world-building question.
Sure.
Do we have plumbing?
No.
So there's rudimentary plumbing, which is, like, the shit is collected and flowed into, like, the sewer system, which is drained into the ocean. But there's no, like, modern plumbing system.
So there's, like, cholera plumbing.
Okay, but people aren't, like, removing chamber pots.
Oh.
Yeah. People are not emptying their chamber pots into the street.
Like, throwing their poop into the street.
Okay.
No, you, there are bathhouses where people will
use washrooms.
And while they're not actually toilets, it collects in holes under the ground where the dung collectors will put it into the sewer system so that it flows into the sea.
Perfect. Cholera collection.
Yay. That's a really shitty job.
Okay, so... I still say, because I don't know whether or not I think this is where I need to put shoes on, right?
It is usually for the best. People will assume that you are more respectable if you are wearing shoes.
Respect isn't my requirement, but...
Then they will be nicer to you because no they one think is you nice are more respectable.
I get it. I will put shoes on for you. So they are nicer to you. I know you care.
Nah, merci.
I put my shoes on reluctantly.
Well, yes, I mean, okay.
So consider it.
I love that.
Well, if she's putting shoes on, then I'll put shoes on.
Nah, c'est magnifique. We are all wearing these shoes.
I love that it's on. A process for you guys to have, like, a full debate on whether or not shoes are required for every town you enter.
Yeah.
Like, and this is like a point of contention where, like, Estrella is firmly against shoes and JJ is very pro shoe, and it's very much on Piron on what mood he's in on whether or not you all wear shoes or none of you wear shoes.
Perfect. So we walk into the town.
Yes. So you walk into the town. So it's a hustle and bustle. There's guards posted outside of Wiley's Bridge. Seems like traders are coming in and out with things like food and streamers and what... Actually, can you all roll a straight... What would, like, inventions be classified under?
Intelligence? History?
Okay, you can either roll straight int.
Could do straight intelligence.
Yeah, straight
history
int
is a
or
good
history.
One for, like, things that have been created.
Well, I guess my history technically is straight int because I don't have it. So I'll roll history.
Okay. So, Piron, you are very confused with these small cylindrical
tubes. I know nothing.
That have a pointed end on the front. But, Astraea, you've seen these before from a distance. And you know what you like to call these things are boom rods. Whereas, JJ, you know from your studies and from your graduation ceremony that these are actually fireworks. And while these exist, they are extremely rare, especially amongst smaller towns in the kingdom. So you're so surprised that they actually managed to get fireworks from the capital and bring them to a town as small as Glimmerwood.
All right, so I'm just going to convey that by basically saying, oh, very exciting. We are in luck. There is, as you say, fireworks. There are fireworks. They are going to make a spectacular show in the night, and they are going to glitter up like the stars only for moments. It is going to be incredible.
Fireworks? Yeah, I sure hope it does.
I'm logging out. Thank you. Goodbye.
I say glitter up and glitter up and look like the stars, more like block the stars. The cities always make it hard for me to, I don't know, exist, but this doesn't seem very fun. It's more like they go boom.
Well, my friend, they will make a very large boom, yes, but they will look like the stars. And perhaps for a second you may forget that you cannot see them as well in
the
city.
They will look like the stars, but they are not the stars.
Well, with that attitude, you're all right.
Arguing about the stars, I am looking for somewhere to tie off our oxen and cart.
Okay. Honestly, it's fairly simple. There's actually a stable master outside of the gates that he looks like he's been taking in animals all day, mostly horses and donkeys, some oxen. You can tell, like, he's definitely over capacity, but you're in luck. Because he seems to, like, there seem to be people just leaving as you arrive. So you go up to the man running the stables outside of the town. He said,
how many ox do we just have, like, one ox,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's one ox riding a wagon. So he looks at you and goes, it's an oxen. That's going to be, and he, like, does some math on his hand. 7 copper pieces. 8 if you decide to tip generously. But I understand that I'm ugly and unlovable.
You shouldn't say that about yourself. Also, how much change can you make? I'm carrying some pretty big bills right now.
In fairness, Benj, I don't think your 3 gold pieces are in 3 gold pieces. They're in like it's nobody walks around with $300 of like $100 bills. You'll have 20s and 50s on you. Like,
okay, I'll just do the math as we go. Okay, I'll give the man 10 copper pieces, and I tell him that he looks beautiful to me.
Oh, thank you kindly. I was not expecting that. Tell you what, I will give your oxen the extra special treatment.
Thank you so much. And could you tell me what's going on around here? I've never seen so many people here, at least not the last time I was here, and also, the banners and fireworks are very, very, very new.
How could you not know? This is the biggest festival in the entire kingdom. It's the Festival of the Falling Star. Do you not know what that is?
I'm a little new around here. Could you break that down for
me? Oh, well, so 5,000 years ago, this land, uninhabitable. Nobody could live here. It was awful, terrible. Once people started coming around and building up our lives in our homes, the nature didn't like that. So they sent a terrible monster known as Stellenbury, which was a massive, roaring black dragon that would terrorize the townsfolk, stealing crops and children, murdering everyone as it goes. But a hero known as Lady Foxfire came and slew the black dragon, and to commemorate it, we now celebrate the Festival of the Falling Star because of the event where the dragon crashed to the earth like a comet falling from the heavens.
Oh, that's very exciting.
Mind you, my religious text is a little off, but, I mean, that's what I, the unloving, ugly man, know.
You seriously need some, like, Like, we're that self-esteem
can we assume
needs work,
that,
man. You're beautiful.
The two bickers
lovely.
Have joined this conversation by now? Or have walked up to this conversation by now?
Yes. No. I imagine how it went is that you guys were bickering about fireworks and shoes. And Piron looks at you guys and goes, I'm going to go now. And like he tells you guys he's leaving. You just aren't paying attention and you walk away. You see him having this conversation. And you go, maybe we should like go help him. Because he's gotten into trouble before where he talks to the wrong people. And you guys have had to like pull him away.
I'm not a good people person.
So yes, you come over and you hear him call himself unlovable and ugly, and you hear like Piron giving him this like pep talk of like, no, you're a beautiful person, treat yourself better.
Excusez-moi, could I possibly ask what in specific about yourself makes you think that you are ugly? Just wondering.
Is it the pot belly, the horse face, or the pimples all over my ass?
Well, okay, see, this is very interesting, because you mentioned the pimples on your ass, but your ass is not visible, so why would you bring this
up? I was unaware of the pimples.
Well, that's what my mom and wife always tell me.
I'm sorry, your mother tells you this?
Well, she used to, before she died.
And now your wife has taken over.
While this is going on, I'm going to start...
Yes.
...wandering.
Okay, so you have a wife.
The town.
So, as you're having this conversation with this man, Astraea goes wandering. Astraea, where do you want to go?
Yeah.
A is the town square. B is the Drunken Horse Inn. C is the storefront called Chainmail Shirts Only. D is the Mayor's Keep. And E is the General Store.
Okay, what would be the most likely thing for me to get to if I wandered from this place? And then because cities are confusing, I got lost.
So if you wandered directly in, you'd be directly in the town square, because right over the bridge is where the town square is.
I'm like the opposite of regular people, where like some people have like some people have like knowledge of how to get to places in cities, and I don't. So I start walking, and I probably just get lost in the town and in the town square, being like, well, whoops, because there's a lot of people too, right?
Okay, so yeah, oh, tons. So. I'll explain. The town square is a hustle and bustle with many different people constantly on the move. In the center of the square is a stocky but shorter elf with pale skin and hair as white as the sun at high noon. He seems to be directing everyone with the setup and preparation. As well, there's a board for jobs and updates on the town centered directly at the back end of the square.
Okay, probably all I know about is that when we go into a city... we go to the job board and look for stuff because that's probably what we've been doing recently. So I see that and it looks familiar. So I walk up to it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you go up to it and for the most part, it's very box standard updates. Oh, you know, tax collector is going to be coming on the 7th of this month. The Festival of the Fallen Star preparations need ribbon streamers. Be prepared. Double rations for everybody. Congrats, we made our yearly quota. That sort of thing. But there are two posts that stand out to you. The first is a post that seems very new, saying, in all capitals, please help lost child! ! No answer, like no contact information. You don't know who posted this, but it looks very fresh. The second one is a much older posting. It, like, you had to, like, peel back some of them to get to it. But what it is it's a job saying, miners wanted new coal mine found. Please contact...
What kind of miners?
What? No.
I was just
no
about
one
to say we're too old
about this.
I hate this.
Of course it's miners with an N-I-N. I know both of them have I-N, but M-I-N-E-R-S. Miners. They coal mine.
Yes. And what it says is, please contract Bertrand for details.
Okay. Does it tell me how to contract Bertrand?
You can ask around and see. But I don't know that... like, this is generally a fairly small town. Mm-hmm. So if someone is of note, probably most people would already know who that is and where to find them.
Okay. So I grab the please help child lost. And because I'm not a true idiot, I probably put down the connection that there was an old job post of miners wanted and now... a lost kit. I wonder where it could be. So I go back to the group. Do I get lost? I'm going to roll a 1d20, and if I get over a 10, Under a 10, I'm lost. Just FYI. How do you do a standard roll? Okay. I'm stupid.
Slash R 1d20.
Okay, so I get lost. So I was trying to head back to the group and I get lost, and you can put me anywhere you want.
Okay, so I actually say you end up in more of the deserted part of town. Like, everyone's really focused in the town square, but you end up at the letter C. And what you see is a big, big sign on the front of the storefront saying chainmail shirts only. And there is a small humanoid, about 5'2", standing behind a very tall desk. And it looks like it's almost too tall for him. And he is a stubborn-looking person. He's got big, bushy eyebrows and, like, curly, tufted black hair with brown hazel eyes. And he looks to be scrambling around all over the place. The forge looks intact, but not very well maintained. And at first, like, and he doesn't notice you as you walk up to the stall.
Okay. If you want to go back to the other people, you can. We can wait. This seems like a good sure. cutaway from me point.
Okay.
I think we've kind of wrapped up our conversation with the stable master. And kind of just moved on.
I
don't know about that.
I had some psychoanalysis to do, but okay.
I think that what happened is I had to pick up JJ and just pull him away. And we're like, thank you. We'll be back for the ox later.
I want to let you know, you leave and he's actually...
And then we're like...
He's starting to tear up because he's never had so much emotional support in his entire life. And he now understands what love and empathy feels like for the first time ever.
I'm glad we had such a strong impact on someone whose name we don't even know.
Well, you never asked.
So I guess at this point now, I know, but we're going to move on. I guess at this point, we're just kind of like, where did Estrella go? And we should now look for her.
Oh, yeah. Also, it's important. I took the piece of paper that said lost kit.
Okay. So where do you guys want to look for her? Do you want to stay in the main town or do you want to go, like, do you want to stay in the square? Where do you want to head to?
I guess we'd start in the square, wouldn't we? I think that I'd probably just climb up on a roof and surveil the scene.
Oh, okay. So you...
I do have, it's very important, as previously stated, I'm a light blue skinned, light blue skinned person with red-ish hair.
I figure Estrella stands out.
And vines on my horn and arm.
Absolutely. Under normal circumstances, this is usually how you would find her, because she does this a lot where she'll wander off and you go, oh, time to find Estrella again. So you'll just climb up on the roof and just like survey to see where she is.
Some sort of tall object.
But as you begin to climb up on one of the roofs, this elf who was standing in the middle of the town directing people looks at you and goes, what are you doing? Get down here. This is so dangerous. You're going to ruin everything. What's going on? Oh my God, not again. Not happening. He looks like actually to be having like a nervous breakdown as he's like telling you to get down.
I don't know if it's like, no. This is not what it looks like. It is not. He is just looking at a vantage point to see our friend. We have lost our friend. And so we are trying.
Yes, but what if he falls and what if the guards catch him and what if we have to find him? No, we can't be dealing with
people. He is very, very well balanced. He is very look at me. We are all going to be okay.
He starts like breathing really heavily, being like,
I feel like some sort of role should come in here.
Yeah, may I please do like a persuasion check?
You absolutely can do a persuasion check.
That's not great.
So
that's 10 in total.
He looks at you and goes, I have no time for you. I have to go get the kid off the roof now. Oh my God, I'm in hell. What is happening? Why have the gods cursed me to deal with so much shenanigans over the past week? I hate this. And so he goes and he like grabs your ankle
It is okay. And I start like shouting at.
Can I want to pretend that I don't speak common. Can I roll deception?
You absolutely can.
Can I give him some inspiration?
I don't think you can help. It's too late. Oh, sick. Okay, so I start going off. I realize that this is an elf, probably knows elvish. So I start going off in Dwarvish, yelling at him and kicking him off of.
Oh, he starts yelling back at you in Dwarvish, going, "Get the fuck off of this roof right now, you lunatic. Stop. This is unacceptable, young man. Where are your parents? What's going on here?" Like, he starts to get trying to be, like, very stern with you, but, like, this is clearly a man who does not like conflict. And, like, him trying to be stern comes off as very awkward and not really intimidating. But I will say, at this point, I feel like it'd be in your best interest to just climb off of the roof so this man stops having a panic attack.
All right, I get off the roof.
He looks at you and goes, "Oh my gosh, thank you. I'm so sorry. I've been so stressed this week. Planning for this festival has been a nightmare. Everything that could possibly go wrong has gone wrong. We got the silver streamers, and we were supposed to get the gold streamers, and I've been dealing with the flower caterer, and she only brought tulips, and I wanted daffodils, and it's just, it's a mess. And I'm so sorry for being as stressed as I am. I take it this is your child," and he points at you, JJ. "Like, this is your kid, right? Like, please take him."
Hey, really quickly, all right? Very important, all right, look here. Moving forward. Flower caterer is just a florist. That is the word. You don't need to use two. There is one that does the job.
Florist?
You understand?
What the hell's a florist? Where are you from?
A florist is someone who caters flowers.
One of them city folks. Ugh, you must be heading off into the forest also, aren't you?
No, actually, I was heading for the roof.
He looks at you, now that you've spoken common for the first time, and looks just like he wants to die. Like, he's just so done with this week.
This is not a new face.
Like, the way that I describe it is like, you know the face that I made when I was in the lint store working, and you guys came and surprised me, and I just gave you this look of like, I'm gonna die? That's the face he's making.
/people dying inside.
Yeah,
we got it.
Okay, important question. I'm going to quick cut away because I have a funny thing that's going to happen. So I'm at this chainmail store and I see this person. And I say, "Hello, you look like you need help. Are you
okay?" He looks
and
goes, "Why, no, I'm totally fine. Would you like to buy some chainmail shirts? The name is McSorley. I have the best chainmail shirts in the land."
Oh. I thought you were a kid.
Wait.
I don't wear metal.
You thought I... that's worse than usual. Just because people are short does not mean they're not adults, and does not mean that they're not people. Okay, I'm not a dwarf, and I'm not a child. Why does everyone keep calling me a dwarven child? Stop it! Just buy my chainmail shirts!
I didn't call you. I didn't call you a dwarf. I apologize. I can't buy your chainmail shirt. I don't like that. It feels scruffy on my body. I got lost. Can you point me to the town square?
So he looks at you, and it looks like the only thing he actually took out of the words that came out of your mouth were, "I don't wear chainmail shirts." And as soon as you said that, it looked like steam was visibly coming out of his ears, going, "No one appreciates my art. This is ridiculous. How could nobody buy? I haven't sold a chainmail shirt in 72 days, and yet I have 400 of them in the back."
How much are they? How much are they? I'll give you 20 silver.
He looks and goes, "Deal. Done." And shakes your hand.
Point me to the town square, please.
Thank you, kind lady. It is just 3 blocks in the direction you walked from.
Point, please.
He points you direct. Like, here's the thing. You got lost. But you only got lost because you walked in a straight line and the town square got out of view because it was too far away. If you walked back in a straight line, you would have ended back up in the town square.
Okay, so I throw 20 silver. I take this chainmail shirt and I say, and as I walk back, I'm holding this chainmail shirt confused and I see Piran on a roof. And I say,
I'm half on a roof. A man holding me by the ankle as I'm kicking him in the face to get him
and
to
I
let
say,
go of me.
Uh-oh. Piran, I got you a shirt.
I want to let you know, as you're walking away, Estrella, he is doing the happiest dance ever. Like, he looks like he just got given, he just won the lottery. He's like, "Oh my god, someone just bought my chainmail shirt. I haven't sold a chainmail shirt in, like, 2 years.
I don't understand how money works that much. So I have this money, but I'm just like, so that probably was too much or too little. I don't really care.
That's hilarious. No. You didn't under or overpay for it. He just, when you look at this chainmail shirt, like, while you don't wear metal, you have gotten into fights before, and you know that people wear armor, and chainmail is a very common armor.
I know, and what chainmail is. I just don't wear them.
Yeah. You know what it's supposed to look and feel like, and you, like, take it, and it's like, it almost looks like it came off Wish.com.
Powerful.
And so, it like, it's just not, it's not good quality. Like, it just, it's bad. And you now realize that the reason why he's a terrible businessman is not only does he make only chainmail shirts, but they're terrible.
Oh. Well, I don't really care. I walk and I say, Piran, JJ, I got lost again, but I got this shirt because someone got upset at me, I think. He was really small, and I thought it was a kid who was lost. He was very anxious, and I throw the shirt at JJ, and I say, you can have this if you want. And I say, I'm
confused.
And I smile and just look like, yeah.
Crises averted.
Throw money at your problems until they're over.
This is not my
gone
size.
Forever. Oh, no. So it looks like it's your size if you want to try it on.
Can you even wear those?
Probably not. I have an 8
it's
strength.
It's a chain shirt is what this is.
I don't...
Yeah, doesn't it have a strength requirement?
No. Plate is the only thing with a strength requirement.
Oh, I totally thought there were more.
There is more, but not the one you want to wear. The chain shirt. Okay. I just don't know if you can physically wear it as a bard.
Oh, you can't probably.
Is it light or medium
armor?
It's
medium.
Then no.
I don't think any of us can wear it.
Yeah, I'm going to see. How much did you pay for this?
I don't know. I threw some money. I don't think a lot, but I didn't really count. I keep forgetting that money has value and aren't just shiny things.
One second, please. I'm going to go over to the individual that was selling these shirts.
Do we make our way over? Are we still getting yelled at by the strange elven man?
No, he's left. He's gone at this point. He only dealt with you because it was like, oh no, new crisis. And then as soon as you weren't an issue, he was onto a new crisis.
Okay. So may I go over and
absolutely,
do that?
Absolutely, yeah.
We'll all walk over together.
Sure.
I point. Again, I'm going to give myself a 20% chance to point in the wrong direction. So if I get under a 5, we're going in the wrong direction. That's a 20, that's a 20. I rolled a 1d5. Oh, no, we're good. I point in the right direction.
So you start to go over to number C, and you see the big sign, just like Astraea did, that says chain shirts only, or chainmail shirts only. And...
I'm not showing my face.
So you get over there, and he's like doing this happy dance, and then he sees you come over, and he sees you with Astraea holding the chain shirt, and immediately his face goes like white, and he turns this little sign going from open to closed.
I'm going to come up and say, "Excuse me, sir. Is this your craftsmanship?" I'm also going to rub some makeup on my face and cast friends.
No.
Recipe for disaster right here.
He goes, why, yes, that is mine. Absolutely. Why do you ask, friend?
It is c'est magnifique. It is fantastic. It is, as you say, some of the best work I have seen. Here's the thing. You helped out my friends to find us, and that was fantastic. So what I was thinking is we could do you a favor instead. And that is, you see, we have purchased this shirt from you, and it has much value, as you know. Yes? How much was it, the original price?
The original price of this was 10 copper pieces.
10 kappa pieces. Okay, how much did my friend pay?
20 silver. Honestly, she was the best. I've never made a better sale in my life. It was magical. Honestly, I'm glad someone finally appreciates my works of art.
Well, today...
No, like, you don't understand. It's been so
today,
hard...
I'm also going to rub my face a little bit and recast.
Okay.
Just spam the spell until you get what you want.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay, okay. Well, today is your lucky day.
Just cast you see my friend's person, there. Duncan.
I don't have it.
Why are you a bard?
I think it's level 2.
It is not.
Well, I don't have it. Anyway, so I'm going to look at them, and I'm going to say, okay, so you see my friends over there, and I'm going to point at Pyron or Pyron.
Yes, that's a person.
All right. Yes, see, he is not just a person, all right? He is one of the greatest fighters in the Isles, in the peninsula.
I'm
right?
blushing now.
He is a fantastic, brilliant military tactician, and he is one of the great entertainers. A autographed chain shirt that was owned by him would be very, very valuable. A collector's item, if you will.
Well, I mean...
Now, what I am offering...
He looks at you. Halfway through, you're saying, what I am offering. He goes from very happy and smiley... to just, listen, buddy, I understand what's going on here. Get the fuck out of my stall right now, or I'm getting the guards.
What? I've just been spamming it, dude. I've just been spamming the spell.
So here's the thing. I want to say this. Is that
you can totally spam the spell.
You absolutely can. You didn't specify that you would cast it more than twice, and I was timing it. I was resetting the timer every time you said you'd recast it. So the reason why I'm doing that, Duncan, and I'm not doing this to be an ass, but like if I just let you spam friends forever, you've broken D&D. So
I always get advantage. You are correct.
But I need you to specifically tell me if you're recasting the spell, because otherwise the timer won't reset.
Okay, so this time we can work on this, and then going forward, I gotta say.
That's why he didn't attack you. He went, get out of my stall. He wasn't hostile. He wasn't aggressive. He wasn't like, I'm getting the guards right now. He was just like, listen, I'm going to let you walk away, but I'm keeping the 20 silver.
Wait, I say, as this is happening, I say, it's fine. They're shiny coins. It doesn't matter. I found something more important. And I shine the thing, the help needed in front of the face. I say, look, that's the thing we do, right?
McSorley actually looks at that and goes, oh, you took Wyla's request form?
Who's Wyla?
Oh, Wyla's the town crazy lady.
Yeah. It said help needed. We help. Yeah. That's the thing we do.
Yeah, except Wyla has no kids.
It's fine. We'll find Wyla and confirm this.
She's actually... She'll be back in the evening. She's gone... to find her spiritual cadence and will return. And I know this because she announced it to the town, even though no one asked.
Hey,
You've
never announced something?
Listen, I'm not pleased with you guys, but you did give me 20 silver. So I'll say this. Wyla is a dubious character at best, and half of what she says is nonsense.
So there's a half chance that it's not nonsense. Help needed.
Your friend is very optimistic. I'm closing up shop now. Please leave.
Okay.
I'm going to say thank you for your time, and I'm going to pat him on the head.
So as you leave, the steam starts coming out of his ears again, and you can hear in the background him going on the rant about how short people aren't dwarves or children again.
So as we walk away, I say, goodbye, small child. Good luck in your business endeavor.
He actually starts flailing his arms around.
And then we vanish into the crowd.
He's like flailing his arms around now in a double tirade of like, he's so mad. Okay, where do you guys want to go?
We need to find
Wyla. You've done A and you've done C. You know Wyla is out of town right now and that she won't be back until the evening.
What are the other locations
that we could go to? B is the Inn of the Drunken Horse. D is the Mayor's Keep. And E is the General Store.
I would like to go to the General Store.
Okay.
I follow because I'm getting lost.
I think what I'll do is I'd say, if you are going to get supplies, perhaps I can find a place for us to stay the night.
Works for me.
We're paying for a place to stay again? Why do we keep doing
perhaps
this?
Perhaps not. Perhaps.
The
perhaps,
outside perhaps, is free.
Perhaps
she
not.
Has a
okay.
strong
let
point.
Let me just check and see. Let me just try and see. Okay? Oui?
Okay. Fine. All right. It's still free
okay.
inside.
Okay. So, Piron, you're going to the general store, right?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we'll do that scene first. Astrea, are you going to the general store or are you going to the Inn of the Drunken Horse?
Yeah, I'm not going with JJ.
Okay. So, Astrea and Piron.
The outside is free.
You head to the general store. As you walk in, you see that the store is filled with anything an adventurer would need for a long travel. Rations line the shelves and ropes hang from the walls. The store is run by an elf with long black hair, purple eyes, and oddly enough, he dresses far more finely than any general store owner has any right to dress. Like, he's wearing silks with, like, bright, vibrant colors. Like, this is not somebody who looks like they just own a general store. And he walks in and goes, "Welcome, young travelers. I am Valenin. It is a pleasure to make your acquaintances, Master Piron and Mistress Astrea."
"Hello, how do you know my name?"
"I know all who enter my store. All your desires, your wants, and your needs are at your fingertips. All you need to do is ask."
I ask how you know my name.
"And I have explained."
I'd like to purchase my wants now.
"And what would those wants be? I assume rations
are..." "I thought you knew."
"I know your deepest desires. I, however, do not know what aches your belly or wets your tongue."
"Well, some rations would be nice, and I used up some rope earlier, if I could have a bit more."
"Absolutely."
"And is there anything, like, really cool in the store? Like, can I look around?"
"Not necessarily right now. What you look and see is that while the store looks like a general store, he is kind of eyeing you up and down a lot and goes, "Listen, we have all... for those who are patient and those for our wait. However, if you choose to wet your tongue now..." And he snaps his fingers and a rope actually swings down from the ceiling and lands in your hand. And then rations magically pop up from the table, are filled into a bag, and then float over and land in your hand as well.
"This seems fake."
And goes, "That, master, would be one strand of your hair."
"It's a strange... cost."
"Oh, you do not
I
pay
only have a...
with money in Valenin's general store."
"Money's what? I can
I'm
give
confused
you something?
As well. Is money not..."
I thought money before, JJ was like, "This is how you buy things, money." And now you're like, "Hair? Money? Hair."
I love this so much because the two people who don't understand the what concept of money and are learning the concept of money walked into the one store that doesn't want money.
This is...
And I love it.
Revolutionary. Okay. I guess some hair.
Yes. And Mistress Astrea, is there anything that whets your desires today?
Yeah. Knowing why you want money. / hair.
I have no need for money.
We know that. It's
As
shiny
you can see,
coins.
I am already in
it's
the fineries.
Why do you want my hair?
I'm glad that you understand that the value of a man's purse pales in comparison to the value of a man's mind.
Sure. Why?
Those are answers, Mr. Sestrea, that you will find.
Where?
Ah, that would ruin the game now, wouldn't it?
What game? I'm very confused.
Don't worry. All will be made clear in time. Just know
that the stars...
I sit down on the floor and I cast augury.
...are going to be very... Okay.
I guess I have to ask a question.
Go ahead.
Sorry, I have to ask a question. Oh, it's just the next 30 minutes if bad things are going to happen.
Yeah, yeah.
It just...
Okay. You actually also, because you cast it within before taking a long rest, there's a 25% chance you get a random reading. You roll that in secret.
Yeah, but you don't tell me whether that happens. Secret roll.
Okay. So you get this feeling of almost like a spark in your belly of like excitement. Like, you know that this was a good decision. And actually, as you get that feeling, Valainen looks at you and goes, "This was a well thought out plan. I'm glad that we had this acquaintance, and I hope that you will give me the pleasure and privilege of your patronage in the future, madame. Is there anything that I can do for you before you have to go rescue your friend from a terrible fate?"
Rescue my friend from a terrible fate? Wait, which friend? JJ? Is JJ going to do something stupid?
Jean-Jacques Gallot is an impetuous man.
Correct.
And he's about to come across somebody who, let's just say, is very interesting.
Oh, I guess...
We've met lots of interesting people since we've been here.
Thank you?
Oh, yes.
I'm confused.
Sounds like we should go then. Thank you, I think... I guess we'll find out whether or not that's...
You're not the first... Thank you for not looking at me weird when I sit on the floor.
Why would I do that? Your connection with everything around you actually is quite pleasing. You are not like most.
I leave. I'm confused now. Bye. I guess we're going to the inn now.
Piran, as you're about to walk out, she looks at you and goes, "Remember, the dust of the earth is not always your friend."
Okay.
Keep.
I say, having no idea what that means, and I walk out.
Okay. All right. And now we get to Dunk, or we get to JJ at the Inn of the Drunken Horse.
All right, so I'm gonna, I guess, enter the inn and go up to the main bar.
Okay. Well, hold on. So you enter the Inn of the Drunken Horse. The Drunken Horse is the only inn in town. Usually a maximum of 20 to 30 patrons are at this bar. But due to the festival, there look to be about 40 to 50 patrons all crammed into this bar. It is way over capacity. You know for a fact that there should be no more than 15 people maximum sitting at these tables. And the few waiters and waitresses trying to take care of the patrons look to be running themselves ragged. Behind the bar is a massive, almost 7 foot tall, orc-looking person with mutton chops and balding head and a scowl that would make you look like you could die. Sits behind the bar, rubbing mugs.
All right, I'm going to go up to them. Excusez-moi. My name is Jean-Jacques Gallo, and you are?
Oh, well, it's wonderful to meet you. The name is Gregory. How are you doing today?
Gregory, I am doing quite well, and it seems as though your business is doing quite well today.
Oh yes, it actually very much is. It's very odd, honestly. I am surprised that we have had so many individuals come in here. I have been told the mead tastes like piss for days, but honestly, that's just because my regulars are a bit of dicks, if you know what I mean, and like does like this chuckle that makes it look like he's fake laughing.
Yes, I know exactly what you mean. I've experienced it myself. It seems as though you are going to have quite a crowd tonight, oui?
Why, yes, actually. It's very interesting, honestly. We've had some very fun individuals in here lately. Honestly, the bar hasn't been this upbeat since the day that, I don't know, we had poor Jim Boylan's funeral.
Yeah, that is good to know, then.
Once again, as he says all of this, by the way, he has, like, the straightest face. Like, no smile, no nothing.
Okay. Don't know what to do with that information, so I'm going to continue this conversation as if I didn't hear
that. Well, it seems as though, sir, a crowd that is drinking quite a bit. It seems as though everyone is having many libations. It is a fantastic time. It seems as though this could be very, very disastrous to your business as well if they get too drunk and too rowdy without any way to control the crowd. Yes?
I would say that's usually true, but I don't know what it is. For some reason, people tend to behave really well in the tavern. And I honestly couldn't tell you why. And once again, this is like a very, very intimidating looking person. Like, he looks like he could bench press a small mountain. And he has this, like, look of, like, he's staring daggers into you.
Okay. Kind of realizing this. Perhaps maybe you could steal benefits from the patronage of a bar, someone to entertain the guests, teach stories.
Oh, I would absolutely love that. We haven't had a bard here in 4 moons.
Well, today is your lucky day. I happen to be a fantastic bard who knows many great songs and can help manage the crowd, get them pumped, get them entertained, and keep them happy.
Honestly, I would love that. And as he says that, once again, sternest looking face on the planet. He looks like you're getting a lecture from your dad.
Okay,
Like, just, that's his whole demeanor. He's sitting there, cross-armed, closed off, and, like, talking normally.
I see you've made my dad a character.
I was just thinking that. Okay, so that sounds good to you? Yes? Perhaps.
Yeah, feel free. Go nuts. Just don't break anything. Right,
well, perhaps maybe is.
Remember, if you do break something, I'll get you.
Oh.
And once again, terrifying. That statement, like, he looks like he's about to fight you, and you're like, I don't understand what's happening.
Yeah. Okay. If I'm going to be entertaining throughout the night, perhaps maybe it would be best that we could maybe strike out a deal. I could, manage the crowd for you. I could entertain people, get them to buy more drinks, have a good time, but maybe perhaps I could find a place to sleep tonight here?
Well, all the rooms are all booked up, but I guess I could make room for you in the old cellar down there, as long as you don't mind sleeping with the casks, and once again, if you touch them, I'll get you.
Oh, okay. Yes, I barely drink myself. It is okay. I have two friends with me as well. Is it possible to have them sleep down there as well? Do you maybe have like some cots we could borrow?
As I like to say, the more the merrier.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. Are you okay, sir? Are you doing all right?
Yeah, absolutely. Why do you ask?
Well, you just seem a little tense.
I get that a lot. Honestly, I don't understand what's going on. I don't get it. It's something that I get told on a regular basis, and I just don't understand. I try and be friendly, and people get scared of me.
Perhaps, maybe.
It's not, I don't know what to do. I don't know how to change to make myself less scary to random patrons that I'm trying to sell things to.
Perhaps something that could take the edge off, make you more relaxed.
Oh, I drink regularly on the job. That doesn't help.
Okay, sounds good. I will be back in, let's say, an hour, and then we can play, and then everything will be fantastic. Oui?
He looks at you, and he goes, yeah, that sounds good.
Oh, okay. Sounds good. All right, see you in 1 hour.
Okay. All right.
C'est magnifique.
Does the most awkward thumbs up you've ever seen.
Okay.
So are you staying in the bar, or are you going to leave? Are you going to look around? What's going on?
Well, I said I'd be back in an hour, so I figured I would go find my compatriots and let them know that I have a free place for us to sleep.
Okay.
With a we would have done our shopping.
To go save you.
Oh, are we all back together now?
I assume you guys met back up in the town square. Like, you went to the Drunken Horse, which is off the town square. You guys went to the General Store, which is off the town square. And then you met back up in the town square once you guys did your own individual things.
Is there anything exciting going on in the town square right now? Also, is it like evening?
Once again, it's just a lot of setup. It looks like you're about 72 hours away from like a really big festival, but like they're just like they're getting it together right now. Like it looks like they're setting up for like a music festival and you just got there too early.
So when that happens, when we see JJ, I'm like, JJ, are you okay? Are you hurt anywhere?
No, I'm a little creeped out from my last interaction, but other than that, I'm fine.
We were told that we are supposed to save you.
Well,
by a creepy person who somehow knew our names, but was okay with me sitting on the floor and asking the stars a question. So, like, you win some, you lose some.
We've met some very strange people today.
But yeah, but they said we were going to have to save you. So I guess you're fine.
Yeah,
whatever.
So maybe crisis averted. I have found us a place to stay for free. We are going to.
You decided that we're going to sleep outside?
Yes. No. Sleep. We have a place to sleep inside for free.
But again, we're going inside to sleep.
Well, I mean, it is going to be in a cellar, so that it is a dirt floor.
It's the cellar. We're not even sleeping in a regular place. You're like, it's so good. It's the cellar. It's free. And I'm like, outside, free, nice. Wind, not cellar, and you're like, it's free. It is the cellar. We are okay. This is good.
We can worry about sleep later. It'll all work out. We'll be okay. Everything will be okay. We can find a balance.
All right. Well, I have to start performing there in an hour. I figured this would also be possibly a good way to get some tip money for us.
But the other, actually, update, money is worthless.
Yeah, we've learned people will take hair as payment. Yeah.
Or just questions.
So, like, we don't I'm really so need happy. Money
I'm so
anymore.
Happy that was the interaction, and I'm so happy that's what you took away from it.
Okay. Very important, you give your own hair to another person?
Yeah.
Who knew your hair? Name?
Food.
Yes.
You gave a piece of your body to us.
I mean, a
random person.
I didn't want anything, but yeah, they seem nice. They were okay with me sitting on the floor. Like, we've been through this already. Money not useful, correct? We got that check marked. I checked that off my things to work, and hair somewhat useful. But yeah, they knew our name. They somehow also kind of knew what we were doing, and they said we'd have to save you. In the future.
You want to come meet
yeah,
them?
Yeah, you want to come meet them? They're kind of cool.
Okay.
They're in the convenience very, store right over there.
Very important point. Actually, question for the DM. Given that I have the sage background, I'm a good, educated, smart boy. I know what I know metagaming-wise, right?
No, because this isn't a metagame thing.
But that doesn't mean...
Can I do like some sort of arcana or intelligence?
Here's the thing. It's logical.
Check to,
off,
like,
it's logical for you to hear that they walked into a store, they knew your name already, and they asked for a strand of your hair. An arcana check would make sense. That's a logical first step.
Also, big important update for the future. I didn't get my hair because I didn't buy
it. Yeah, it was just Piron.
This is an important statement.
Okay, can I do an arcana check for this?
Yeah.
All right, 18.
You know that usually when somebody asks for a piece of your hair, it's because they are trying to do some sort of either divination magic or some sort of summoning types of magic. Benj, what's it called?
Yeah.
Conjuration. It's either divination or conjuration, neither of which is generally great, but... That's roughly it's not
fine.
A lot of
you
detail you can go off of, and so that's really your first jump to conclusion.
All right, okay. So, moving forward, just going to say, all right, you two listen very carefully. All right, if someone asks for a piece of your body, you say no. All right, you see, I'm going to take out a little copper piece. All right, I'm going to see. Yeah. You see, is this copper piece? See, the great
shiny
thing about
coin.
This, all right, this is, yes, shiny coin. People have a certain value to it.
part of the value. You see it? All right, and I'm going to chuck it as far as I can across the town square.
What?
Why'd you do
it
that?
It is gone.
I thought it was worth
it. It is gone. See, someone is going to pick it up, but they will never know it was mine. You see? It was great. But say, I give someone a piece of my hair, I give it to them, it will always be mine. You see? They can always trace it back to me.
That does make a good point. Okay, I'll just go get the hair back then. Yeah, let's I'll be go. Right back.
You can come.
I'm going to go back to the person was nice.
We can trade copper for money or for hair. You said copper is like hair, so we'll trade it for the person. Come, follow with us. The person's very okay. nice.
Yeah. All right, let's go.
I perhaps played Pierre a little bit dumber than I should have.
No, you weren't, because you didn't play them as dumb. I would have just played them as like something. Very naive. You, because so your first instinct wasn't, oh, someone's asking for my hair. This is suspicious. It's, oh, I don't have to pay money for this. Great.
Yeah, he's got high wisdom though, so he probably yeah. should have picked up on that a little bit better. Well, I'll know for next okay. time. I'll but play him better.
Social conventions
or role playing. Yeah. Move on my okay. part.
So you walk back we'll, into the we'll, general
anyways,
store.
We'll go back to the
I also have high wisdom, but like it seemed all legit. Remember the augury the future said good. That isn't important. I do
said it was chill.
I do tell JJ it's all fine. The future said good.
Right, good in the it future. Is not my hair, so I don't really care.
So are you guys going back to the general store to speak with Valainen?
Yeah.
Okay. So you go back yes. to the general store, and Valainen is sitting there, and she or he is reading a book, and it's a small, like it almost looks like a journal. And he sees you walk in and closes up and goes, "Oh, I wasn't expecting you back so soon. What can I do for you, fine?"
We
people?
Brought our friend.
I've been told that hair isn't proper currency, and that I need it back. I can return
so
the rope.
Here's a lesson for you, Master,
for the Pierre. Hair.
Lesson number one, currency has value because we subscribe value to it. Value exists because we give it value. I have decided that money is not valuable to me. Because once again, what is the contents of a man's wallet are far less valuable than the contents of a man's mind. Number two, what has been given can be given back, but can never truly be returned.
Wait, but this is a store. Whatever, it's fine. This is our
Jean-Jacques
friend.
Gallo.
You said we'd have to save him. He seems fine.
I see
fine.
You are perplexed. I assure you, there is nothing to worry about. As I know.
Could I make an insight check
go
into
absolutely
that
right
statement?
Ahead.
Yeah, so I'd love to do
I
that as well.
I should have done a little bit
yeah,
sooner.
Go nuts.
But
I'm okay with
I know nothing.
You're just baffled.
Nothing
you're like
is suspicious.
A human being is talking more confusing than I am. What is going on?
Do I get any
honestly? You're getting good vibes, Astraea. Like you look at this guy and you're just like, man,
good vibes.
He like seems like he just is curious.
Oh, I actually do
go
have
ahead.
A question for him. Wyla,
ah,
who's Wyla?
What a tragic story. She was a woman who lived in the town. She'd lived here for many, many years.
And lost her kid.
Tragic that was. Yes, she lost her child when she was a young woman. And she puts up posters every day asking for someone to look for her lost child. It's very unfortunate what happened. They were playing by the river, him and another boy. And one day, the boy comes running back saying that Wyla's child had fallen in, and they looked for him, and nothing was ever found again.
Well, I guess we're not finding the kid.
All right. So, more important question. How do you know my name?
I know all.
We already asked this.
Who attend me, Jean-Jacques Gallo.
See, it doesn't seem like I gave away much with the hair.
Well, I will say.
Because he already knows everything about me.
One thing that your friend is smart about is that be far more stringent with that which cannot be given back. For once you have given up a piece of yourself, you are forever intertwined with the connection to the world.
I am already intertwined with young master. To the world.
Yes, but now you are specifically intertwined with this con artist.
I say we're all intertwined, and I make fire appear in my hand. See? Fire? No fire.
So as
fire.
You're doing that, actually, he no snaps fire. His fingers, and as you create the fire, it actually drifts out of your hand and into his, and he starts, starts to glimmer and then disappears, and he goes, yes, we are all intertwined.
Well, that was creepy. But I'm getting good vibes, so why do you say we didn't help JJ? Nuts. He seems fine. Oh, maybe yes, now I was is fine. When we have to help JJ.
Are you who we're defending JJ from?
Jacques.
Sorry, hold on a second. That's incredible. So he looks at you and goes, I am no threat to any of you. I am your humble guide and servant. Jean-Jacques Gallot.
Okay, where should we go?
Has a tendency to overstep his bounds. And there are people who are gravely offended by insults mistaken.
Oh, so you just knew Jean-Jacques said dumb things a lot, and you made an educated guess that we needed to go help him. But in fact, you were wrong.
Yes, not everything requires my ability to tell your soul from its insides.
That's an interesting way of saying guessing.
Listen, sometimes I can take educated leaps.
Cool.
Okay.
Would you like to purchase?
Does the hair cover payment
no,
for everything?
That covered payment for the robe and the rations.
Do you need anything else? JJ, okay. Do you need anything? This is pretty free. Free. Good vibes.
I'm going to step into his personal space. I'm going to say, this is not free. I do not know what you are doing, but you best not hit my friends.
He is just unfazed. He looks at you like he's just like, why is this child getting up in my face? And he looks at you and goes, hurt you? You are so important in the games to come. Why would I hurt you?
All right. This is... And JJ just walks out.
I'll follow.
So the way that I would describe it is if you looked in the PHB, every general item on that list would be in the store.
That I might find it interesting.
Wait. General item or common item? Important question.
What are you trying to buy?
Well, let me pull up this.
If it's non-magical.
Airship is listed in common.
If it's non-magical and it's not a weapon, it's in the store.
So, okay, next important
An
one.
Airship.
Airship, not magical, common. Mummy powder,
yep.
Not magical,
yeah.
Common.
He would actually be
mummy
able to
powder
get you both
if you inhale,
of those.
You become a mommy.
Yeah.
A mummy.
Yeah.
You should get the mummy powder.
You should ask what those cost.
How much for a, sorry, I had a thing.
What about the
I
wizard
track
hat?
Of it.
Like, is it just a plain wizard's hat?
Ah, a grappling hook.
How much for a grappling hook?
I require...
On a grappling hook.
The word tenuous.
What? Are you like a word eater? Do you eat words? Do you we say something and forget about that as a concept?
No.
If I say the word,
if you give
can I
me
not
the,
use
if you
the
give
word?
Me the word?
Or if I give you the word?
I will
is it gone from
be
me?
Able to... How do I
don't
put
you
this? If you give me the word tenuous, I will respond with both a grappling hook and a good farewell.
Do you not already have the word?
Well, I have.
We are all but parts of
I have
being.
The word tenuous. I need to be given
all that I have. You already have
in order to complete this transaction.
I think I'll hold on to the word tenuous. Thank you, though. Have a lovely evening.
Fair enough. That's very acceptable. Of course, and you as well. I hope to see you soon again,
what
Master
heck?
Prien. And remember, those who walk in the shadows may also...
I give a little bow and then leave.
Bye. I, peace sign out. And I say,
Good evening, Mistress Astrea. She gives you the same peace sign and gives you, like, this really innocent smile with, like, her eyes are closed, just, like, closed mouth smile with the peace sign up going, and you as well,
oh,
Mistress
Astrea. Wait, I go and actually, have a ring. Wait, hold on. I go and grab Piran's ring off his finger.
Okay.
Not Piran's, JJ's.
Okay. I'm already outside.
Yeah, I was going to say, JJ's gone. JJ's out of this store.
No. I say, hold on, I'll be back in a second. And they go and grab this ring. JJ, do you let me
I'm wearing the ring.
Okay, you, okay, yeah, wait, are you just ripping the ring off his finger?
Okay, fine, yeah, okay,
wait, are you just ripping the ring off his finger? Like, you're not even...
No!
No. I have specifically expressed that this ring is a very rusty, unwell kept ring that is not as comfortable and has many sharp points on it. You ran up without question and just ripped it off of his finger.
Yeah. I say sorry. Fine. I cast healing word. I cast healing word. And I say, sorry, that was quick. I need it. I'll be right back. You can heal 1d4. Plus 3.
Piran.
Okay, well, 3 puts me back up.
Can you please roll a perception check for me?
Am I inside?
I assume... Or outside? No, you had left, right? You had left before Astrea.
What time of day is it?
It's starting to get into the evening, like 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon at this point.
Is there direct sunlight overhead?
Still slightly. Like, it's starting to sunset, is what I would say.
Because I have disadvantage on perception checks in direct sunlight.
So yes, you are still in direct sunlight. It is not nighttime yet.
Sorry, what was that,
Joey? You are still in direct sunlight. It is still daylight outside, technically.
All right.
Nine.
Ugh, hurts.
Okay, yeah, you don't really notice anything.
Cool.
Okay, so I grab this ring and I go back in. Oh, I cast healing words, so you're healed. And I say, sorry, I'll be right back. I guess also as I cast a spell, my little flower opens and it looks really cute, but then it closes because it's still daytime. And I go in and I say,
hold on. Quinn, we're going to rec on this for a sec. I want you to go back and actually describe what like the imaging looks like when you cast the spell, because I feel like that's a really cool image that we shouldn't just brush over.
Oh, okay. Okay, so when I cast a spell... Basically, what happens is my like flower opens on my horn and glows, but it's not like a super powerful spell. So it just opens and glows for a bit, and then like light comes out and covers JJ's hand, and it heals.
Oh, I like that. Okay, awesome.
And then I go and then I run in with the ring. And I say, "Do you know what this is? What is it? We found."
He takes the ring, and he looks at it. And he goes, interesting. I was unaware that you walked amongst the stars. And then he closes his hand and the ring
disappears. I thought you already knew that, but... Wait, no, I need to give that back.
And JJ, you notice it's back on your finger.
Oh my god.
What is it still the exact same?
It's the exact same, it's just now on your finger again.
Okay, that is weird.
Whoa,
was gone.
I needed the ring to give
back.
Not
to worry. It has gone back to that where it belongs proper.
But what is it? What? Why?
It was the mark for those who walked amongst the stars.
That's very descriptive. But what if you gave more description?
Ah, you're right. I apologize. I have been a little bit obscure. For those who seek eternity's edge, the stars are your guide, but also your folly. And so those who seek to master the waves of the wind and the stars wore this to guide their way.
Okay, cool. Thanks.
That's the same thing before. Closed eyes, closed mouth smile, peace sign.
Yeah, I go, JJ, I know I said I'd give that back, but I lost it. It's gone.
The ring, it came back. It is back where it belongs, on my hand. All is good. All is well.
Also, apparently, that's for people who walk among the stars and want to master something. I forgot it already. and the way between something, stars, water, something. I don't fully remember. But ominous, a little spooky, but cool. Yeah.
Okay. And I'm writing that down verbatim in my little notebook.
I love that. That's great.
No, it's, thank you. Okay. I want to get the fuck out of here.
Okay. You guys have noticed, okay, so your hour is starting to head up a little bit. It's almost dark time where you promised Gregory that you would perform in the inn.
Yeah.
Are you going to head over there?
So,
all right, you guys head over to the tavern and are ready to perform for your sleeping accommodations for the evening. And I guess that's where we'll end it.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Folks and Fables. If you like the show, please give us a review on Apple Podcasts or tell a friend. You can follow us on Twitter @folks_fables and Instagram @folksandfables, all one word. A special thanks to Talia Faulkner for our beautiful logo, to Quinn, who does all our editing and web services, and to Joey, who is selflessly signed up to deal with our shenanigans. And of course, thank you, dear listener, as this would not be possible without your support. Au revoir!